It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Ladies, today is the day for spring forward into the life of your dreams. Lunch and inspiration and visualization. It's at my space called Shine on Route 9 in Cold Spring, New York. If you can make it today, we start at 11. $50 at the door includes lunch and great takeaways, like a makeup bag from Clinique at Lord & Taylor's in the Palisades Center. Plus, you get a free journal and beautiful seeds to start growing your dreams. Visit CaseyOnTheRadio.com and get details, and I hope to see you later. Now, spring is here, and I found an adorable spring cleaning expert, Martin Amato, who has a beautiful idea to get you organized, starting in the laundry room.
So even when it comes to organization, if you take like a laundry area and you put like open shelving and you put like maybe those clear apothecary jars and you put like the little, you know, laundry detergent packs inside and scoops of, you know, detergent if you want to, you know, go that route as well. Mm-hmm. It just makes it nice, you know, a nice presentable area in order to do all those, you know, chores that we need to do every single week.
Isn't that a great idea? Put your laundry detergent in glass apothecary jars. A lovely aesthetic. Never gonna happen in Caseyland. My laundry room looks like a small explosion just took place. There are piles of dirty things everywhere. And I feed the dogs down there, too. It's not a pretty sight. We are a long way from apothecary jars. But Martin has some beautiful ideas for your house at martinamato.com. And while you are spring cleaning, beware the toxic truth. Bill Glynn travels the country letting you know about the harmful chemicals in some cleaning products. Where do we start?
Essentially, I could tell you the story about, you know, how my wife and I came into the understanding of these toxic chemicals that, you know, are in our everyday products we use in the home. You know, and I think people are educated about non-GMO and organic food and even exercise when they absolutely don't have the requisite education yet in this country to understand that, hey, there's dangerous chemicals that can cause health risks sitting in products you use every single day. It's incredible. When we found that out and we had a sick child, we actually went out and did something about it, as opposed to just sitting there trying to advocate on a national basis. And that's what I do. That's what my wife and I do. We go around to different cities on a national basis. We do just a ton of stuff, and it's very, very fulfilling for us.
Yes. Thank you for the good work you're doing. First question, how is your child?
Griff's doing really well. We found out that, you know, my business partner actually runs Duke University's pediatric critical care, and I have other partners too. But the fact is that when we found out that our children are born with over 200 chemicals residing in their cord blood, which meant, oh my gosh, these chemicals had been coursing through, you know, my child and children throughout the United States and abroad too, just going through their veins as they're developing, and unbeknowingly, mom is ingesting them through her skin for the most part, or inhalation, and they're getting into the cord blood of our children. It's just absolutely staggering to me.
Visit thelifesupportsystem.com for more from Bill Glynn. Yes, we want to be kind to our bodies, keeping it from toxic chemicals. So let's go ahead and just be kind to ourselves all the time. Dominique Bertolucci's new book is The Kindness Pact.
Well, The Kindness Pact is based on 8 promises that people need to make to feel good about who they are and the life they live. And it came about because of this awareness I had that most people were terribly unkind to themselves. They were making harsh judgments, engaging in endless self-criticism, and unforgiving of even the smallest things, and then wondering why they don't feel so good about themselves. One of the main ways that people beat themselves up is by expecting themselves to be perfect. And then every little transgression from that unrealistic goal of perfection becomes a way to criticize yourself, berate yourself, and put yourself down. And people do that internally with their internal dialogue going, you're no good, you're silly, you're such an idiot, I can't believe you did that. But if you pay attention, people also do it a lot in their day-to-day dialogue, social dialogue, professional dialogue, and dialogue with family and partners.
You know, just listening to you speak, I think of how often I hear
hear people say in the course of a day, I'm such an idiot.
Absolutely. And, you know, what you should be saying is, wow, even though I tried hard, I didn't get that right. And that's okay. It's not about being deluded and making a mistake and saying, oh, but you're still a superstar. It's just about being kind to yourself. And the whole idea of the kindness pact is that you treat yourself as well as you do the other important people in your life. You wouldn't say to your partner, to your colleagues, your subordinates, your children, oh, you stupid idiot, I can't believe you messed that up again. But how often do people speak like that to themselves?
If everyone listening was to start today and make a kindness pact with themselves and start treating themselves well, how long would it take for this to become a habit, for them to truly be kind to themselves on a regular basis?
Well, most of the research into habit forming says it takes about 28 days. That's why your standard rehab program is 28 days to form a new habit. But what I say to people is, if you think about it this way, you might need to be disciplined about this for the first week or two. But once it becomes a habit, keeping a good habit is just as easy as keeping those bad habits. So all you need is a little bit of discipline to form that new habit. And then once the habit's yours, it becomes your new normal.
We're speaking to Dominique Bertolucci, the best-selling author of The Happiness Code. Now we have The Kindness Pact, the answer to feeling good about who you are and the life you live. Talk to us about expectation and the kind of expectations we should have.
So you should have expectations for yourself that are realistic. Expect that you will do your best, but don't expect that you'll be impossibly brilliant. Most people set themselves up for failure before they even begin with their unrealistic expectations of themselves.
Right. Are there any exercises or thoughts you can give us on how, you know, people have spent their whole lives maybe not thinking highly or highly enough of themselves? What kind of steps can we take to make this self-kindness a habit?
Well, in the book, I talk about keeping 8 promises to yourself, keeping those 8 promises. But I think if there was to be one thing that you could do differently, would be to have a set of affirmations or positive phrases that you repeat to yourself. So every time that inner critic says something mean to you, you repeat your positive phrase. And what happens then, it's literally like when a song comes on your radio or on your music player and you don't like it and you fast forward, or you change station, it has the same effect. And eventually your subconscious gets the message that these are the thoughts we should be repeating, and the other ones become more distant and less frequent. So there are a whole, as I said, kind of fact, has 8 promises, and each of those promises has actions, but the one that is probably fastest to implement and fastest to see results from is creating those phrases. And every single time you catch yourself, for example, saying, I'm so stupid, say, I try really hard to do my best. I always give my best. Or something like that. So you're just reprogramming the way your subconscious communicates with your conscious mind.
On page 94 of the Kindness Pact, you say, we choose our experiences. How do we do that?
So we choose our experiences because you can see, and there's mountains of research that shows how two people can have the same thing happen to them, but experience it entirely differently. So you get to choose how a situation or circumstance affects you. Two people have planned a picnic. It rains. You can't go on your picnic. One person's day is ruined, and the next person says, you know what? There's a DVD I've been meaning to watch for ages, but haven't found the time. How perfect. Now I've got the perfect excuse I need to sit on the sofa for the next couple of hours and watch a DVD. You're not choosing the circumstances, but you're choosing how you experience those circumstances.
8 promises to make you feel good about who you are and the life you live. That's the Kindness Pact. Dominique, you say don't go into battle with your fears. They don't need to be defeated. You just need to own up to them and then let them go. How so?
Well, I think so many people invest an incredible amount of energy in conquering their fears. But all this time that they're conquering their fears, they're not actually taking action. They're waiting until they stop being afraid of that fear to then take that action or make that step or make that change that they were feeling so fearful of. What I encourage my readers to do is say, wow, I'm experiencing this fear in entirely neutral language. The language I use personally is, oh, I'm experiencing this fear. How interesting. No judgment. It's not good that I'm feeling it. It's not bad that I'm feeling it. It's simply interesting. And then I carry on regardless.
How interesting. I'm feeling, and that could work for any emotion, any negative emotion, right?
Any emotion that we perceive as negative, because actually usually the fact that you're experiencing fear means that it's important to you or something is at risk. Or, you know, I know for me, before I take a step towards my biggest goal, my most important goal, the goals that I hold in my soul as well as in my mind, they're the ones I feel most afraid of. And you say, isn't that interesting? I'm experiencing this fear. well, if you'll excuse me, I've got to carry on. And I said to my daughter before she did a concert at her school, she said, I'm feeling nervous. And I said, you just say to your nerves, hi, nerves, I can hear you, but if you just excuse me, I've got a song to perform.
Oh, I love that. Hi, nerves, I can hear you, but if you just excuse me, I have a song to perform. I like that very much.
You're not wasting any energy that you could be instead putting to much better use, achieving whatever that goal was.
Right, you're not pushing against it.
No.
You're not.
And it's perfectly normal, and it's perfectly healthy. The fact that you're experiencing that fear means you're a living, breathing human being. It's not bad that you're experiencing that fear. When it becomes negative is when you give it more power than it deserves.
The Kindness Pack, tell our listeners one thing they can do right now today to be kinder to themselves.
The one thing they can do right now today to be kinder to themselves is by thinking about how they treat the person they love the most in this world, and then just treat themselves the same way.
Ah, try that today. And if you want a copy of the Kindness Pact, let me know. It's good for your soul. We'll take care of your body. Coming up, Joel Harper is the personal trainer to Dr. Oz.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com.
They just told us right away that we're going to house you, we're going to feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
We're with Dr. David Bank from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Doctor, what's new with fillers? Can you explain what they are and how they work?
Fillers are substances we inject into and under the skin to restore the volume that our face loses with time and sun damage.
Okay, tell me more.
We've had fillers available for years, like collagen, Restylane, Juvederm, but we focus on filling the lines of the face, like the ones from the corner of the nose to the corner of the mouth, or the lines from the corner of the mouth towards the jaw. Now medical science has realized that these lines are caused significantly by loss of volume in the cheeks above. Now more than just filling the lines, we're adding filler to the cheeks above the lines.
Does that make the face look puffy?
No. If done correctly, it's subtle and looks completely natural. Patients often report that friends can't put their finger on it, but they say, you look great.
We thank you, Dr. Bank, and where can we find out more information?
They can go to thecenterforderm.com or call 914-241-3003 for a personal consult. 241-3003.
Have alcohol or drug dependence made your life or the life of someone you love unmanageable? For more than 100 years, St. Christopher's Inn has been the place where men in crisis find hope. Located in Garrison, New York, St. Christopher's Inn is a residential shelter and substance abuse treatment center where no man is turned away because of race, religion, or ability to pay. If you or someone you know needs to find a way out of addiction, call us at 800-424-0027 or visit our website at stchristophersinn.org.
Hi, it's Casey. We're going to Mind Your Body with Joel Harper next. But first, it's spring. Get out and celebrate and sing a little. You can sing along with Steve Lippia singing all things Sinatra at a celebration in Elmsford this Tuesday night.
Well, this show is all Sinatra, yes, because we're trying to kind of recreate some of those great musical arrangements that Frank Sinatra was known for, and to also celebrate what would have been his 100th birthday this year. Had he stayed on this earth a little longer, he would have reached the age of 100.
Wow, doesn't seem possible, because to me it doesn't seem like he passed that long ago, because his music is still everywhere all the time.
I agree. It seems kind of strange. I mean, I guess on one hand, we shouldn't be surprised. He would have been quite old, but 100 just seems way older than he should have been.
Yeah, it seems weird. All right, tell me, do you have a band on stage with you?
I do. I have a great band. I have my New York guys. Some of the best players in all of New York City are going to be backing me. These are my regular New York fellas, whom I just worked with about a couple of months ago in New York City at Birdland Jazz Club. So it's kind of a reunion gig for us. It's a 10-piece big band. and it'll be headed up by my music director and conductor, Steve Sigman.
Sounds like a great group. Now, what are you doing when you're not singing Sinatra?
I sing other stuff. I sing pop stuff. I sing, mostly standards, though, in all honesty. I sing the whole thing about standards. The reason they got the name Standards, which is the same as the Popular American Songbook, meant that they were written by people who made their living as writers, and they were passed on to the singers of the day who all sang these songs. Ella Fitzgerald, Joe Williams, Mel Torme, Tony Bennett, Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra. And like them, I sing a lot of these same songs. And some of the songs are, might tend to be known by one singer or another, Tony Bennett. So I have a lot of songs in some of my other shows that are songs more known for Tony Bennett,
yeah,
Bobby Darin, Nat King Cole, Vic Damone, Sammy Davis Jr., and I throw in a couple of Elton John and Billy Joel tunes.
Cool. Steve Lippia is our guest. He's celebrating Sinatra's centennial, cento anni, we'd say in Italian, right? I'm guessing you might be Italian, too?
I am Italian.
Yeah, cento anni. So, you mentioned Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Williams, two of my dad's favorites, and mine too, because I grew up listening to radio with my dad, and he listened to WNEW 1130 in New York. Are you familiar?
I am, absolutely.
Now,
I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay, so tell me why, in New York, in this tri-state area, why don't we have a standard radio station?
I'm not exactly sure. I would like to think there's still a lot of people out there who get this music, who miss it, who want to hear it. It's a business, and first and foremost, they have to have enough viewers and they have to have enough sponsors,
yeah,
to buy ads. And I'm suspecting that somehow the numbers aren't great. If they were, there'd be lots of them.
Right, exactly. Because everyone wants to be number one in the tri-state area. So if you're not going to be number one or two or three, it's just a shame. I'll tell you this, Steve. My nephew, he's a senior in high school, wears a bow tie, listens to Sinatra every day.
And he
loves Dean Martin.
There's something about certain of these crooners, and Dean Martin is definitely up at the top of the list, that the younger generation, especially for them, it's the first time around hearing these guys, that they're very enamored of them. And there's something about Dean Martin. We got it. Our
yeah,
parents got it, that he was smooth. He was charming. He was the kind of guy that guys wanted to be and the kind of guy that gals wanted to be with. And I think Frank Sinatra had, in his own way, that same kind of mystique about him.
And you will recapture that mystique Tuesday night in Elmsford at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Just be ready. This is not, your great-grandma's music. We're going to blow the roof off the place. There's a lot of energy. We're going to cover at least 20 tunes out of the 1,500 that Frank Sinatra recorded, and we're going to try to cover the full arc of his long career of three generations.
Steve Lippia sings Tuesday at the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford. Two shows, one in the daytime, one in the evening. Here's the number, 914-592-2222, or visit BroadwayTheater.com. Okay, you can do it this year. 4 weeks to a healthier life. That's what you get when you pick up the book that has every aspect of health and weight loss covered. Mind Your Body, from Joel Harper. Personal trainer to Dr. Oz? That's very cool.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun, too.
He looks great.
Yeah, he does. He works hard. He's not lazy, that's for sure.
Yeah, we know that. He's got a lot of energy. The back of the book says, the secret to losing weight in just 15 minutes a day.
Yes, it's about using your time efficiently and very, very wisely. And that's what I break the program down so it's holistic. It deals with the moves, it deals with your mind, and it also deals with everything you need to know, all three of those categories, to get you on the right program.
Okay, you said the meals and the...
The meals, the moves, and your mindset.
Okay, the meals, the moves, and your mindset. We talk a lot on the show about the brain and how it's really hard to change because your brain wants to not change.
Right.
So you need to really have these 10 core concepts. And one of the things you talk about is maximizing motivation. What can you tell us about that today?
That is key, is listening to your inner voice and figuring out what works right for you. When I deal with a reader, when they read the book, they'll answer questions because everybody's different, Casey. As you know, all your friends, everybody you know is a little bit different. So I made this program very user-friendly, and I ask questions about your mind and how your mind works. And so that you talk out loud with all my private clients, which I created in the book, is verbalizing what you're thinking and what's really going on. Let's say, for example, Casey comes in and I show them an exercise and they say, oh, I can't do that. Well, I'm glad they said it out loud because I wanted to switch that mindset to saying I can do that. So people come in and with a matter of minutes, I can get them to do stuff that they never thought they could do before.
Yeah.
And that's where that tapping into that power really works. But also I have 10 categories in my book as well. So it deals with your hobbies. It deals with all those different categories, all the way running to spirituality. So if you create that balance right there, that creates a balanced mind, which is really key. Because I have a lot of executives who have done very well, and they have 10s in those categories, but something like their friendships may have fallen down, so they feel out of balance.
Right.
So their mindset's a little bit off. So if we get those all a little bit more even, then they have a better mindset.
You know, I saw a quote on Facebook today, and it was by a Persian mystic, Hafiz, and I think it says, something about the words you use, that's the house you live in.
Yes, exactly. I completely agree with that, because that creates your reality. And working from the inside out is the best way to do it, and not comparing yourself. In today's day and age, we've gotten into comparing, and you see, the perfect person, and, you know, the perfect lifestyle, the perfect house. There is no, Casey, I'm sure you know, there is no set perfection. It all works well for everybody different. So it's about working from the inside out and creating what works right best for you.
Right, right. And words matter. You know, and I think all the people in the fitness world should know this. I take Pilates on Tuesday. This week the teacher was saying, now this is a challenging new position. And I'm like, I got to edit now in my head and take out challenging.
Exactly. I can do this easily and swiftly.
Exactly, exactly. We're talking to Joel Harper. His book is Mind Your Body. Another thing you talk about is visualizing success. Tell me about that.
Yes, that is really important, because if you think you can do it, then you want to visualize that you can do it. Really think clearly what you want. So when distractions come into place, you know that you don't get swayed and you waste time. And so what I'd get people to do is, if they want to lose weight, for example, Casey, is to get a dress, get a suit, something you want to fit in, and to try that on every single day. If it doesn't fit, keep trying it on every day, because one day it's going to fit. So when there's unhealthy options around you, you don't get distracted with them. You think, this morning I tried that dress on, it didn't work. Just tried the suit on, it didn't work. So each day you'll lead away from those, and it creates you on a pattern, and you visualize yourself in that dress, in that suit, in those pair of jeans, and that's how you get results.
Imagine if we all put on our bathing suit before we went to work.
Exactly. Just try it on really quickly. Look at yourself in the mirror so you have that. It's on a day-to-day basis. And that's, Casey, the key, is being consistent with trying on that swimsuit every day.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. Terrifying.
No, you can do it. But another one, Casey, what I find is we have all these choices out. And one of my core concepts that's really important is eliminating excessive choices, which is great. We have all these choices, but sometimes it can get overwhelming. So my book breaks it down and makes it very simple. And you want to think of food as fuel. It's something that your body needs, and it needs healthy. And so my book has a variety. But also you want to get, you know, options in there for snacks that are really healthy. Casey, I'm sure you know people that they, you know, eat really healthy, but they snack really poorly. So you want to make those snacks automatic. You want to have them in your backpack, in your purse, and in your car. So a great option is nuts. Wonderful pistachios and almonds are a really good choice to have, because they're cholesterol-free, they're full of protein, they have a great source of fiber. But also you want to get your protein in at the certain good times of day. So it's great is right after your workout. So I have something like a Vega Sport, which you just throw it in your water, you shake it up, which is good to get within 30 minutes after workout. And that's where a lot of people go wrong, is they don't eat after their workout, and that's when you need it for recovery. Your muscles need that to repair properly. But also, Casey, I don't know, are you a sweet person?
Thank you, God, I am not.
You're not? Oh, well, I'm a big sweet person. I love my dark chocolate. But also, I like to keep up on my hydration level. So I'll have something like a wonderful pomegranate juice, which that's all it is. In that bottle is two whole pomegranates. There's no artificial anything. And you know, a lot of people need to increase their potassium in their diet every day. And a lot of people think, bananas. But another good source is the wonderful pomegranate juice.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I had my birthday last week. I didn't even have a piece of cake.
Oh, wow. High five you, Casey.
No, but, you know, show me a bag of potato chips and then game on, baby.
Oh, you're one of those. That's where nuts, those wonderful almonds and pistachios are good substitutes besides those, because they come in six different flavors. So it's a good substitute instead of those potato chips.
Right. Now, you got it all in here. You know, how to shop, what to buy. You've got recipes, and you even have exercises. And I've never seen someone have as much fun with a towel as you do.
Exactly. You don't need a gym. You can stay at home and get a great workout using your body as your gym. It's about what you do, and it's about using your time efficiently and effectively. And my program is all set up so you exercise, stretch, because at the end of the workout, you want to be energized and tension-free. That's the key. You don't want to think, my neck's bothering, my shoulder's bothering you. So I walk you through exercise, and I use a number scale from 0 to 10. 0 means I don't feel it, and 10 means I feel it. So, Casey, you want to work with an 8s, 9s, and 10s. That's how you get results. So let's say I'm doing an exercise with my right leg up and I'm swaying it side to side. So I'm starting to work my quad and I'm using my lower abs. I want to keep doing this until it burns like an 8, 9, or 10, and that's when you get results. If I stop at a 4, it's going to take me a really long time to get my results. So that's what I walk you through in the book. But also right away after that, you want to do a stretch to stretch that muscle out. And I use a lot of balancing exercises in my book as well, which balance is really important to any good workout, is balancing your mind out, but also balancing your body out. Let's say if you sleep on your side all night long, it's going to tighten up that side. You want to do exercises and stretches to open it up and being really mindful and listening to your body. So if something doesn't feel right, it's not right for you. You need to fix it. Just like if you had food in your teeth, Casey, you wouldn't leave it in there all day. You'd immediately go floss it out. The same with tension in your body. If you have tension, I show you stretches to get rid of it. Your neck, shoulders, lower back, hips, knees, legs, anywhere, it's in the book.
Mind Your Body. Joel Harper is the guest, a personal trainer to Dr. Oz. And on page, it's inside the exercise section. I guess it's I-50. Could you just describe how to do a towel circle?
Sure. All you do is come into upper push-up position. You keep your elbows a little bit soft. You open up a towel. You put your feet on the width of the towel. Then you bring your feet all the way together. So then you have that spacing. And then you bring your feet in big circles. You can do that. Big circles as wide as you can. You do 25 in one direction and then switch and do 25 in the other direction. It's a total body workout. It works your arms because you're holding yourself up. It works your stomach. And it also works your leg. And it's great cardio. So each time you do that, you want to build up from that 25. So you work to that 8, 9, 10 level. So some people can do 100 of those in a row.
And you're cleaning the floor while you're at it.
You got that right. And it's great to do in your hotel room as well.
Is there a website we can go to for more information?
Yes, Casey. If you please go to joelharperfitness.com.
We're there. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Casey.
joelharperfitness.com. Let me know if you want this book or the Kindness Pack. And maybe I'll see you later at Shine On in Cold Spring. Get details about our ladies' lunch today at caseyontheradio.com. See you soon.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.